on House Bill 1110 to revise certain provisions concerning the circumstances under which absentee voting is permitted. Representative Turnell, welcome to Senate Local Government.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of Senate Local Government. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and to pitch House Bill 1110. I would tell you that having gone through this process in the House, House Bill 1110 is really a win-win, non-controversial, pro-employee bill. And it's going to help employees on Election Day for those persons who believed that they were going to be available to vote at the polls on Election Day. However, for whatever circumstances with their jobs, they actually get called in on Election Day and are working shifts that are 7 to 7, of course, when our polling places are open. How this issue came to light was we learned in Minnehaha County during last year's special election, when obviously the get out the vote effort was strong and on behalf of both parties, we got contacted by healthcare workers, specifically nurses, who had been planning to go to the polls, but were called in to their hospitals, you know, the day before or maybe 2 days before the election, and were actually working a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift. Now, your first thought may be, well, you know, there is, of course, a state law in effect that says employers need to give employees an opportunity to go vote. I think they are to allow up to 2 hours to go vote. However, in Sioux Falls, Minnehaha, and Lincoln County, we learned at these hospitals that there are numerous employees that are not, you know, 2 to 3 to 6 blocks from their polling places, but they may be 30, 40, 60 miles from their polling places. So when the question arose, of course, we wanted to utilize the provision in statute for the authorized messenger, and we learned that based upon an attorney general's opinion in 1985, that the attorney general's opinion was that those healthcare workers or any worker is not, quote, confined on the day of the election. So ironically, even though the Secretary of State, through his efforts, and I applaud his efforts to what I call open up the election process for 6 weeks or more prior to the election to get all the votes counted on the day of the election, those persons who were working and could not get to the polls were excluded from being able to vote. So really all we're doing with House Bill 1110 is to say that not only can those persons who have a sickness or disability, are they able to use the authorized messenger process, but also any qualified voter on the day of the election can utilize that as well. And I would say that this particular bill goes sort of hand in hand with House Bill 1008, which I know previously passed this committee 7-0, and it passed the on the Senate floor 31-3. And really, I did work with the Secretary of State's office on this bill, and he agreed, given that a House Bill 1008 had gone through the State Elections Commission, that he would take simply no position on my bill. But I will tell you, on the House side, in front of State Affairs, we did have a hospital HR director came and spoke in favor of the bill and said it would help their employees because they don't know when they're going to have to call in their health care workers on the day of the election, and this would be less disruptive to the workplace to allow these folks to potentially use the authorized messenger process. One of the questions that sometimes comes up is, well, will this cause a lot more work for auditors? And I say, quite honestly, we don't know. I would highly suspect not. And here's why. Because House Bill 1008 has passed, we already have a provision that says anyone who is sick or disabled can use this process. Obviously, none of us has a crystal ball to know what those numbers might be. But I can't imagine that there's going to be any significant increase for those persons who may get called into work and still want to have their votes counted. One of the other responses is, I'll just tell you up front, is people have said, well, why don't these folks just, you know, if they know they're in the healthcare field and may be subject to be called in. Why don't they just go vote early? And I can just tell you from my experience, having gone through some campaigns and going door to door, especially this last campaign, I talked to numerous people about the idea that they could go vote, you know, anytime within that 6-week period before the election. And a number of them, you know, weren't really aware of that and agreed to do that. But I can also tell you, as I try to roughly calculate it in my mind, I would say about 20% of those folks adamantly did not want to go vote early. And the reason was, they said, you know, there's just something about Election Day that it's kind of a patriotic day, and I really want to go. I like the energy, the excitement of going to vote that day. And I thought that was a justifiable reason. And there's no reason to arbitrarily cut off those folks that are out there working from having that same right. Obviously, they're not going to the polls, but if something were to come up and they had made every intention to go vote on Election Day, they shouldn't be cut off from that process, especially since, as I indicated earlier, you know, we've now opened it up to this universe of allowing people to vote, that it just made no sense to me whatsoever to have this arbitrary cutoff for those persons who are sick or disabled. And just to give you an idea, one last thing, and I'll cut my own time off here, and I appreciate your indulgence. But I will say that I was surprised to learn when this bill certainly doesn't apply only to healthcare workers, but I did see that was probably a large segment of who may use it because they do work the 7-to-7 shift. And I was one of the larger hospitals down in Sioux Falls. I was surprised to learn that they have 2,500 employees within their system that live outside the city limits. You know, so they may live in Canton or Parkston or Parker or Mitchell. And those would be the folks that, again, if they were called in, would have a difficult time, if not an impossibility, to get into the polls. But 2,500 employees total outside the city limits, and also 700 nurses outside the city limits. And again, that's a big group because we got contacted by a number of nurses last time. So we think this is, again, the goal of the bill is to allow every voter to vote and to have all the votes counted. I would certainly appreciate your support of this, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Turno. Further proponents on House Bill 1110. Further proponents. Further proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1110? Seeing none, we'll close to questions and or committee action. Senator Gray.
I have one question for Representative Turno or for Secretary Nelson, whoever can answer it. I would just like a brief summary of how that process works with a messenger. If anybody can be a messenger, or does this need to be notarized? How do we verify that the person actually voting is, or requesting the messenger is actually voting?
Representative Turno.
Thank you, Senator Gray. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll give this a shot, and I guess Secretary Nelson, if he wants to add anything, can certainly do that. But as I understand the process, it's really just the same process as absentee voting, except the person on the form, there's a spot at the very bottom of the form where they say, I authorize Senator Bob Gray to carry this and be my authorized messenger. But the application request still has to be notarized, and it's then delivered. And of course, that's the other thing too. We're not asking anyone to provide these authorized messengers. It's going to be up to the voter to line up their friend, their neighbor, or whoever to run this ballot back and forth for them. But again, they simply attest that I authorized you, Senator Gray, as my authorized messenger, and then you sign when you take that to the auditor's office.
Further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee action. Senator Dempster.
Move approval.
Senator Dempster has moved do pass. Is there a second on that motion from Senator Broderick? Discussion on that do pass motion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Gray.
You know, I'm going to support this bill, but with just a little bit of reservation. You know, I think this is fine. I want to see as many people vote as possible. My only reservation about this at all is that somewhere down the road, we may get into a situation where parties start employing messengers, and all of a sudden we're opening a can of worms, and we're going to be reading about it in the Argus Leader in a big election. And I hope that's not the case. I hope this works like it should, but that would be my only reservation on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gray. Further discussion on the do pass motion on House Bill 1110. Seeing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Klocek.
Oh.
Tubols.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Donovan.
Aye. House Bill 1110 goes to the floor 6-1.